Grace to you and peace from the one who is coming, from none other than the King of the world, our Lord and our Savior Jesus. You and I gather on this particular day, focusing again on that last day, anxious and eager for our Savior to come. This morning, we turn our attention back to the gospel lesson as we listen to Jesus' words as he describes what it's going to be like when the King comes, or perhaps even more appropriately, describe what it's like while we're waiting for the King to come. The King is coming. Last week, you and I gathered and we listened to Jesus to remind us that we had an opportunity to know that the end is coming too. All the signs were there. We could see that end coming as Jesus laid out before us the various things that are taking place, things that were going to be happening in the church and in society and nature, what enemies are doing, all of those things reminding us that there is going to be an end, and every time they happen, we see it coming. So we're reminded of the difficulties, the persecutions, the struggles that we face here and now as we sinners live in a sin-filled world surrounded by sinners. There's going to be difficulties. And yet we do that knowing that there's going to be an end. There's going to be an end to all of this suffering. There's going to be an end to all of this pain. And there is going to be a beginning, or maybe even better yet, a return back to perfection, back to the way it was supposed to have been, back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden. Now that our Lord and our God has saved us and redeemed us and taken us to the glories of heaven, now we get to be in that eternal state of joy and bliss with our Lord. That's what we look forward to. Today, we rejoice in who we look forward to. The King is coming. We are ready when we serve Him, and we are blessed when He serves us. The King is coming. The gospel lesson gave us a couple of parables that Jesus used to describe what it's like to be ready for His return. Jesus told His disciples, "Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Be like people waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him." He gives us the picture of this master of the house going off. He's headed off to a wedding banquet, and he leaves his servants in charge. What are they supposed to do? What they've always been doing. Be dressed, have the lamps burning, not just have the lamps handy and the other things that you need ready to go so that if he happens to come, you can get them lit quick. You're more ready if you just keep them lit. Keep them burning. Be ready. Be ready for when he happens to knock at the door so that you can open it up and let him back in. Be vigilant. Pay attention. Do what you're supposed to be doing, even if the master isn't there. Now, that might take a while. You maybe remember hearing somewhere along the lines that the Jewish wedding feast could last up to a number of days. It may be a while before the master comes back. It might be later on that evening. It might be in the second or third watch of the night. It might be the next day. It could be the day after that. You're not quite sure. And so Jesus says, blessed are those servants whom the master finds dressed and the lamps going and ready to answer the door and doing what they're supposed to be doing when he comes back, being ready, even if it takes a while. And I think you know just as well as I do that the longer we got to wait, the harder it is to be ready. The second parable that Jesus told reminds us of a thief. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. In some ways, it's kind of hard to be ready for the thief. It would be nice if the thief would go through your neighborhood the week ahead of time, put little flyers on your door with a little picture that says, "Hi, I'm the thief. I'm planning to be at your house next Wednesday. If you could have the doors open, that'd make my job much easier." He doesn't do that. The thief wants to show up when he thinks you're not ready, when he thinks that perhaps you are unprepared. if you're going to be ready for the thief, especially because you know that he's going to try to come when you're not expecting him, you really need to be ready always. And so you keep the doors locked and you put up the security cameras and you get the biggest dog that you can find and you are ready whenever he may happen to try to come. That takes effort too. It takes effort to stay vigilant, to stay on top of the situation, to stay ready whenever that thief would happen to come. Let down your guard once, and that might just be when he strikes. Both of those parables teach us to be ready. The king is coming. And as you and I think about that king coming, we are to be ready. But part of our problem is the fact that it's been 2,000 years. We've been waiting a while. And the longer it goes, the harder it becomes. We made that comment last week too. We've got this string of days behind us and apparently this string of days out in front of us. And it's somewhat hard to be remembering that the king is coming. And so he encourages us to be ready. Because it's been a while, that might lead us to ask a couple of questions. How do I get ready? And then perhaps the natural question, am I ready? How do I get ready? The king is coming. How am I supposed to be ready for his arrival? Well, you are ready. You get ready for his arrival when our Lord and our God makes you ready, declares you to be ready. The moment he brought you to faith, and perhaps for most of us that was right there at that baptismal font, through that word and through the sacrament, he has made you ready. He has planted that faith into your heart, that faith that knows that the king is coming, the faith that knows your king is coming, the faith that knows that this is none other than the Lord Jesus who has washed away the sins of the world, and that includes you. He made you ready when he gave you that amazing gift of faith that clings to him as your Savior and your substitute and your sure and certain hope. And now you get to live that faith. Now you get to rejoice that as that faith grows and as it expands, that you now get to do like the servants in Jesus' parable who are just simply there to do what they're supposed to be doing. As they wait for the Master to return, now you and I have the opportunity to serve. We are ready when we serve Him. And you don't have to come up with great and glorious things to do. You don't have to try to figure out something amazing that gets done to prove to God that you're ready. Just do what you're doing. We go back to those precious commandments that Jesus has already filled. We go back to those precious commandments that Jesus has already emptied of their accusing power, and now that just helps us praise our God. What is it that He wants me to be doing? Love Him. You're doing it right now. You're hearing His word, rejoicing in His grace, marveling again at what you just heard. Your sin is forgiven. Love others. Love the family and the friends and the neighbor and the people that He's placed around you. Nothing that is really hard for us to figure out. We go back to what His will and His word has to say, and we are ready when we serve Him. So am I ready? The longer we're in this world, and the more we grow in faith, perhaps the more we're tempted to ask that question. Because our experience keeps reminding us that I'm not exactly sure I'm ready. I mean, I know the threats. You heard it in the first lesson. All of the selfishness, all of the pain, all of the struggle. Am I really ready? Because God has not always been number one on my mind. Reminding myself that the King is coming hasn't always been my focus. I haven't always been thinking about the fact that this could very well be my last day on this earth. Am I ready for Him to come? We know the threats. We know what happens to those who aren't ready, who have rejected their Lord and their Savior. We know that when He comes at the end of time, not only are there sheep, but there's also the goats, those that are sent away. Am I ready? While I know the threats, I also know the promises. The promises that we just talked about. The King is coming. The promise that our Lord and our Savior is going to come back. Our Lord and our Savior is the King. We know the promises. And it is those promises that make us ready. It is those promises that drive us to want to serve Him. It is those promises that fuel us with the desire to praise our Lord and our God. We know we're ready. We are ready. Ready because we're forgiven. And now we're ready as we serve Him. Each day is an opportunity to remember that the King is coming. Each day is an opportunity to focus our attention on that amazing opportunity to thank Him and to praise Him and to honor Him because the King is coming. Jesus does talk about the fact that when the Son of Man comes, not if, when. There's no doubt as to whether He's coming or not. The only thing that we don't know is when that is going to be. But when He comes, and the King is coming, when He comes, He is going to turn everything upside down. Amen, I tell you, He will dress Himself and have them recline at the table, and He will come and serve them. Even if He comes in the second or third watch, they will be blessed if He finds them alert. Can you imagine that? The King is coming. Can you imagine if somebody of great importance suddenly walked into your house? The first thing that you and I would do is very quickly close the closet doors, shove things under the bed, do the very best that we can because somebody important has just walked into my house and I want to serve them. The last thing we would expect is for that person to say, no, that's all right. You just sit down. You sit here at the table. I'll rummage through the fridge. I'll see what we've got. I'll get things ready for you. I'll take care of you. We are blessed when He serves us. How amazing it's going to be on that last great and glorious day when the King comes. And when the King comes, He serves us. He's the one who's dressed. He's the one who says, now you recline at the table. This amazing wedding banquet with the finest of meats and the greatest of wines that I have prepared for you. I'm going to serve you. You think again of what He says to the sheep, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take the inheritance prepared for you since the beginning of time. He's going to come, and how blessed we are when He serves us. The King is coming. And while that turns everything that you and I are used to upside down, maybe it doesn't surprise us. Because isn't that what He's been doing all along? Where's the one who's been born King of the Jews? The wise men ask. And they make their way to Bethlehem, and they see that little baby, and they worship Him as King. Isn't that what He's been doing all along? When mom and dad are frantically running around trying to find Him, Jesus is there. Didn't you know that I needed to be about my Father's business? Isn't that what He's been doing all along? Nothing that He did that was ever wrong, nothing that they could ever accuse Him of. Everything He did was absolutely perfect, right in line with everything that God was expecting Him to do. And then He takes that absolutely perfect life and He hands it over as if it was the worst life, the only sin-filled life. And there He goes to the cross and there He declares all payment finished. Makes a payment you could never pay. And He makes it for you. He comes to serve us. Isn't that what He's been doing all along? That grave is opened up and on Easter Sunday He rises in triumph. You just sang in the hymn we just got done with that the glorious marks are still there. The marks of His love and His glory now is your proof that this is how much the King who is coming loves you. And we are blessed when He serves us. He's coming. A couple of weeks ago, we marveled at the fact that we have His precious gospel. Grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone. We know exactly who this King is, and we know exactly where to go to learn about Him. We marveled at the saints. We marveled at those saints who are now with their Lord and Savior in heaven. We marvel that we are counted among those saints, washed clean and wrapped in the robes of Christ's righteousness. We marveled at the fact that He has told us what's going to happen, that the end of all of this difficulties and problems is all going to come to an end, and we will get to be with the Lord forever. We're going to meet Him in the air, and we're going to sing His praises. And all that is possible because of who is coming. The King is coming. How blessed we are when we get to serve Him. We are ready when we serve Him. How blessed we are, how amazing it is that we are blessed when He comes to serve us. We can hardly wait. Amen.